USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time in as many weeks, President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. He just left isolation this week following a first positive test and his antiviral treatment. The White House says it is a rare rebound case and that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will reenter isolation for at least 5 days. State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill includes an exception for rape and incest cases if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization or 12 weeks if the person is younger than 16 years old. A notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required in either instance. The legislation now moves to the State House. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said you're receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
Residents in eastern Kentucky are continuing to clean up after devastating flooding. As of Saturday morning, at least 25 people, including 4 children, were killed after storms left at least 8 inches of rain over a 48-hour period. Governor Andy Beshear says search and rescue missions are continuing. He's warning people that the number of victims could increase.
From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden made a disaster declaration that allows more than a dozen Kentucky counties to receive federal disaster relief. After warning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stay away from Taiwan, China's ruling Communist Party announced it was conducting what it called live fire exercises opposite the Taiwanese coast. Beijing has long claimed the island democracy as part of its territory. The one-sentence announcement gave no indication whether the exercise might include missiles, fighter planes, or other weapons. Pelosi has not confirmed whether she would go to Taiwan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Officials in Spain want prison time and more in a tax case against an international pop star over taxes.
Prosecutors in singer Shakira's ongoing criminal tax fraud case told the court that the Colombian superstar should face an 8-year and 2-month sentence if convicted of tax fraud. Among with a lengthy prison stay, prosecutors also urged a 20 million euro fine. Shakira is being charged with failing to pay the government 14.5 million euros in taxes between the years 2012 and 2014. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Earlier this year, Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, answered the call of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee for more charter schools in his state. He said he would launch 50 of them. 6 months later, Lee has distanced himself from Arnn after he said that teachers are trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. He made the comment in front of an audience that included Lee, who is known as an advocate for charter schools and school vouchers. So far, 3 applications for 3 Hillsdale-related charter schools have been rejected. A special election in September in Chapin, South Carolina, for an open seat on the town council will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy by the noon Friday deadline. Online at usaradio.com, I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.